Lois in the spring. She smiled yellow daisy sunshine, talked about what she was growing, finding terracotta shards among the pots. "I like them," she said. "Their weight feels right for my hands. Not only now, with this cancer, they always have, always." In March, with a shard in one hand, she read about living with cancer, stomach and blood in medical books, ground where her own was growing. Poison in fruit and in greens, fresh water corrupt in the heart of the rock, disease in the walls of the schoolroom. April, she put a shard in my hand, said, "What can I do for you? It's all going one way now." She closed my fingers on splintered clay. She held my hand in two of hers, their careful bones sharpened, visible. She lifted our hands to her face. In May, so small I could lift her, she lay in a streak of sunlight at the open kitchen door. I washed dishes, stroked her arms. I answered the phone saying no. I said, "No, she can't talk now. She's dying. She can't call back. She'll be dying from now till she's dead." "It's eating my food," she said, pensive. "It's eating me." "Don't feed it," I said in a rage. "Starve it." She smiled. She said, "No," put her hand on my lips. "There's something in me trying not to die. They're both in me, both in me. There's nothing I can do about it." We read the cards. Her death was there, and her life. This is not only true when you turn the earth, find bones in wet dirt, live bulbs like dead flesh, green shoots, a surprise, a quick question, answered sometimes, twice. Not only then, but always, always.